Right then, nice to see you all this afternoon. Glad you could come along. And we're going to make a start. Now, I don't know if you've noticed on the news, there was a sale of a violin in the news yesterday. And it was the violin that was used on Titanic as it was sinking to play that lovely hymn, Nearer My God to Thee. So maybe we could sing that since it's in the news. I don't know if anybody in the hospital here bought it. I certainly didn't. It went to £900,000. That was a lot of money, wasn't it, for a violin? But anyway, the history attached to that. So number 21, or page 21 in your book, Nearer My God to Thee. We'll be singing the first two and the last two verses, just to make it easy for finding verses. Missionary in Brazil, and when he was a boy, he remembers his father telling him in Australia about the sinking of a great ship, and of course that was the Titanic. So Harry King came from and left from this country, from Windy Gates, believe it or not, to go to Brazil to be a missionary, and that was the man who told me that story. Now, just above that on the page, page 21, there's a wee chorus that we sing at Sunday school. I'm sure you sung it at Sunday school too. It's an old-fashioned one, but it's still just as true as it's ever been. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus.
could sing that through again. That's a lovely chorus, isn't it?
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Just commend ourselves to the Lord at the beginning and ask the Lord to bless us as we're together. Shall we pray? Our God and Father, we come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we thank thee for thy goodness to us. We thank thee for this lovely day. We feel the warmth of the sun, and we thank thee, Father, too, that we're able to feel the warmth of thy love towards us, and that thou didst give thy Son at Calvary to die for us. We thank thee indeed, our Father, that thy word would tell us, the Bible would tell us clearly of a Saviour who came to die for us because of our sin, and because of his purity and righteousness, he was able to die at Calvary to be the sacrifice for our sin. And so we thank thee, Father, for him. We thank thee for his desire for us, that we might be saved and that we might turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. So we seek a blessing upon us this afternoon. Remember each and every one who are in hospital at this time, particularly those here in Windygates, and we just pray a blessing upon the folks who are here in the hospital. Pray that thou wouldst just be with them, that they may know thy presence, and might know thy care for them. We think too of those who look after them in hospital, and the staff here, and we just pray that thou wouldst just give them help and strength to carry out their work according to thy will, that they might look after folks in a right way. So we give thee thanks for folks who are willing to give of their time to look after folks, and we just pray for the blessing upon them. Remember us too as we turn to thy word later, and as we sing the hymns together, and we pray that thou just hear us as we pray and hear our praises towards thee for thy great goodness and love towards us. So we give thee our thanks now and ask our blessing in the Saviour's name. Amen. Now we're going to go back a couple of pages in your book to page 18. Page 18, Jesus keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. And we'll just sing the whole hymn together, number 18.
Yeah.
page 4 then. We'll just have one more at the moment. Page 4. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Again, the whole hymn will sing together. Amazing grace. Just one verse in the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, and near the end of the chapter we hear this, and we've got the voice of the Lord Jesus. We're in our own service this morning, we're thinking about hearing the voice of the Lord Jesus. Well, of course, the Apostle John, when he was in the Isle of Patmos, he heard the very voice of the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, and he wrote it down as he was instructed to do. And here's what he wrote in one of these lovely verses. He wrote this: "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Now, I'm sure God will bless the reading of his precious holy word. You see, God in his goodness wants us to know what he has to say. And sometimes, you know, we wonder, what is it that God is wanting to say to us? Well, we can be clear that what is being said in this verse is being said to us. Now, it was written to a group of churches, it's just as relevant for us today, whether we be saved or whether we're not saved. It's just as relevant to us in our life today. And here's what the Lord Jesus says: "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And the idea is of this door as being a heart's door. Now, we used to sing a hymn, a children's chorus in Kennewe when I came to Kennewe to start with. I think it's found in the Redemption hymn book, actually. And I had never sung it until I came to Kennewe. And Robert Houston taught me about this chorus: "I am the door, I am the door, and he that him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. I am the door, by me if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved." So here the Lord Jesus is speaking, and he could be speaking to you today. It'd be nice to think he was speaking to you. You know, you ever wonder if the Lord Jesus ever speaks to you? Well, you see, he does speak in his word. That's what the word of God is all about. That's just why it's called that. The Bible, its other name is the word of God. And so it's God speaking. And here's one little snippet of what God is saying. He's pointing to us, and pointing out to us that he's standing. And he's standing at the door of our lives. I wonder, you know, if God, how long God has been standing, or Jesus has been standing at the door of our lives. You see, it's possible he's been standing there for quite a while. And, you know, folks, when they speak on this verse, often mention a picture which is hanging down in London. And it was painted by a man called Pullman Hunt. And the scene is of a door which is covered in briars. And there is a picture of the Lord Jesus, and he's standing and he's knocking at that door. And it looks as though the door has been tight shut for a long time. It looks as if it's been strangled by briars and thistles and thorns. And nobody has ever opened that door. And it's been shut all of its life, in a sense. And that could well be the case for each one of us. In that the Lord Jesus Christ just wants to be part of our lives. He just wants to be part of us. He just wants to get involved in the things that we are involved in. And whether these things are things of work sense, whether it be school for the younger ones, whether it be the fact that we're now in hospital and there are problems in our lives and things seem to be going awry physically in our bodies, it's still possible that we're shutting the Lord Jesus Christ out of our lives. And how awful that would be. And when you think about Holman Hunt's picture, you can see the briars all growing up, and as if it's a route that has never been trod before. It's as if it's a route which has never been opened. And if someone had come out of that door and opened the door, maybe the briars would have been cut down. And the Lord Jesus would be allowed to go in to the hearts of individuals. But he's not, and he's kept outside. What a picture. Well, the picture comes straight from this verse of scripture that we've read together. Behold, says the Lord Jesus, I stand at the door and knock. That becomes a bit personal, you see, when he tells us it's him. If you allow yourself to think of the Lord Jesus speaking to you personally today, just allow him to speak to you personally. And here's what he's saying to you. I'm standing at your heart's door. Behold, I stand at the door. Now, I know that in where our house is, if somebody knocks the front door, then you can pull the curtains to one side and you can see if somebody's standing at the door. And you notice what the word the Lord Jesus uses. He says, behold, how will you look and see? Maybe you've never looked before. Well, we got a new bell put up when I was away in Norway. I picked up this little bell, and it's got a wee hammer on the inside. When somebody comes to the front door, they can ring the bell. But unfortunately, it doesn't ring very loud. It doesn't ring inside the house, it rings outside the house. So if there's a wind blowing or whatever, then you don't hear the bell. And somebody could be standing at the door for long of time. I think this flies would help me. Somebody could be standing at the door for a long time, and you would never know they were there. Well, you see, that could be the case for you and for your life. Maybe the Lord Jesus has been standing for a long time and you didn't even know he was there. And here's what he says. Behold, have a look and see. Just check it out. Just check and see if I'm there. Check and see. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And so we can use our eyes. So it says, behold, I stand. So he's using the eyes of his mind, in a sense. Behold. And then he says, I can hear you. Can you hear me knocking? And so he says, not only your eyes, but what about your ears? Can you hear? There's someone knocking at the door of your life. And maybe when we come to crisis in our lives, we wonder if God is ever interested in us. Well, we can be sure from the word of God that God is interested in us, and he's saying, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Now, generally speaking, if someone comes to your door, well, they don't sit down. You don't have a chair at your door for them to sit down on. So they don't sit at the door, they stand at the door because they have an intention to come in, you see. And they're hoping that you're going to open the door. And that would be the case for the Lord Jesus in your situation and in my situation. And that he is standing patiently waiting at the door of our lives, waiting for us to open the door for him to come in. And here's what he says: "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And he's knocking at our heart's door. And then he said, "If any man hear," and any person it really means, not just men and women as well, "if any person hear my voice and open the door." So not only is he standing, and not only is he knocking, not only can we see him, but we can hear his voice, just to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus. You know, we're thinking this morning about a day coming when those of us who are believers and know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Saviour will hear the voice from heaven saying, "Come up," and we'll go to be with him. And here's the voice of the Lord Jesus. The voice of the Lord Jesus. How marvellous to hear it. And he said, "If any man hear my voice and open the door." You see, that's the point of it all. The Lord Jesus wants us to open the door. It's so simple, isn't it? It sounds so simple, and yet it's something we seem to be reticent to do in relation to the Lord Jesus, to open the door of our lives for him to come in. "If any man hear my voice and open the door." Well, you see, sometimes when somebody comes to the door, I can remember when my mother was still alive, somebody came to the door one day and knocked the door, and she went to the door and the man said, "You've got loose tiles on the roof, can I sort them for you?" And he went and sorted them, and he took £300 on her. Right, so sometimes we can be frightened of people that come to the door. You know, there's no reason to be frightened of the Lord Jesus coming to the door, because here's what he said: "I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." What he wants is fellowship with us, you see. He doesn't want our money. That's not what he's wanting. He doesn't want any of our worldly goods at all. He just wants fellowship with us. "I will come in to him." How marvellous that the Lord Jesus should come anywhere near us at all. Because you see, our lives are marked with sin. The Bible tells us that. The psalmist puts it this way: "What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him?" Why should God ever have any interest in us at all? But he has. And he's so interested that he's pleading. At the heart's door, the Saviour's knocking. At the heart's door, fast closed by sin, don't you hear him? Gently knocking. Draw the bolt and let him in. "I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." You see, there'll be no, when the Lord Jesus comes into our lives, there'll be no, none of this business of, "Well, I don't really want you here." Because when we've asked him in, we'll want him in. And when we ask him in, he'll want to have fellowship with us, and we'll want to have fellowship with him. And that's the whole point of what he's saying that day. Wonder, can I ask you a question? Very simply today. Has there ever been a day, or ever been a moment in your life where you've opened your heart's door to the Lord Jesus to let him in? It sounds such a simple thing, but maybe you've got to this point in life and you didn't realise that the Lord Jesus was waiting at your heart's door. You didn't realise that he wanted to come in and have fellowship with you. And that's all he wants, you see. I wonder if it's possible that today, and maybe someone would open the door of their heart, open the door of their life for the Lord Jesus to come in. You know, there are folks in this world, I noticed on the news the other day, It said there are folks who have absolutely an abject loneliness in this country. And that seems sad, isn't it? Well, you know, there's no need to be lonely. There's absolutely no need to be lonely, because we've got the Lord Jesus who will come in and sup with us. And in other words, have fellowship and take away the loneliness of life. What a remarkable thing that is. Wonder today if you will open your life and your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless his word.
The sins, two verses of number 12. Number 12, have you any room for Jesus? He can go your load of sin. As he knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let him sin? Well, we sing verses 1 and 3 with the chorus of number 12.
Sing the next one, number 13, Oh Happy Day. First, third and fourth.
Jesus was.
today, and I trust that all of us will remember the verse that David has been preaching on, among the last recorded words of the Lord Jesus, but still as relevant today as when they were first spoken. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." And David's been explaining that in a very real sense, the Lord Jesus stands at the heart's door of every individual, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. And he doesn't just stand, but he knocks and he speaks. I suppose we've had experiences of going to someone's house and we knock the door and no one comes within sort of 30 seconds and we just toddle off. No patience. The Lord Jesus stands, he continues to stand, he knocks, he speaks. So in a sense, desperate is he to get into our lives. And then the response is up to us. If any man hear my voice and open the door. And so becoming a Christian, being saved, being right with God, being ready for heaven, in a sense is very simple. We just hear the voice of the Lord Jesus inviting us to invite him into our life. And if we simply acknowledge that we are sinners and by faith receive him as Saviour, open the door of our heart, the door of our soul, the door of our life, and ask him to come in, then he promises that he will come in, and all things will be changed, all things will become better, all things will become new. And as David has been explaining, we'll have the Lord Jesus with us throughout the rest of our life, the good days and the bad days, the days when we're happy, the days when we're sad, and he will be with us. And then if he is with us, if we are Christians, if he is with us, we have the promise that at the end of life, we will be with him. And if we allow him in, then in the words of that last hymn we were singing, that is a happy day, the happiest of days, for the Lord Jesus is now with us in our life. So we'll just close in prayer. Father, we do thank thee for this lovely verse, spoken by thy Son so long ago. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Our Father, we thank thee for that lovely picture of the Lord Jesus himself standing at the door of everyone's heart. And we thank thee for the even lovelier picture of the Lord Jesus entering life and being with us throughout the experiences of life. And our Father, we've heard already the lovely chorus, at the heart's door the Saviour's knocking, at the heart's door fast closed by sin. Lord, you hear him gently knocking, draw the bolt and let him in. And our Father, we just pray that amongst the little group here in the hospital today, there might be someone who would respond to the words of the other chorus, "Into my heart, into my heart, into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today. Come into stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus." So for this time, for the verse that we've heard preached from, for the hymns that we've been singing, for the blessing of salvation, we give thanks and just seek a blessing upon us all in the name of my Son.
Amen.